Well, good afternoon. Your news at noon, your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with you. And on the phone with me, going to be a very popular woman, is Nancy Gifford, and her husband Mike also own the Double Image Styling Salon in Butler. And the reason I say she's going to be very popular is because she's a hairstylist. So, hi, Nancy. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing today, Tracy?
Good. And see, I knew your phone was going to ring because people are going to be talking to you. Yes. And so I thank you for your few minutes today. And so just to give everybody a layout, I'm talking to Nancy right now on Thursday, because once we air this, and you're going to be hearing this on Friday and, of course, different times online, it's just going to be busy at that point because we're going green.
Absolutely.
And so just to lay that out. Okay. So, Nancy, I want to ask you a few questions because how does this work? That's the big question, but let's break it down. First of all, how are you running Double Image in the way of going green?
Okay. Well, we haven't had a lot of guidance from the state as far as what we need to do. But probably about a month ago, when we were thinking that we were going to be able to open in the yellow, I did a lot of research on actually what other states were doing that were opening up. So we put up barriers anywhere that our customers could not be 6 feet from each other. And, you know, we used a lot of plexiglass, and we do have some clear shower curtains that are movable in between stations. So we've done as much as we can as far as that goes to keep people safe as far as the distancing. We also put in a medical grade air purifier in the salon, and that is supposed to help with any germs in the air. And we have shields and masks that we ourselves can wear. And as far as the mask policy, once we're green, I do feel that the customer should have choices. And so we are going to leave it up to them as far as what they would like to do with masks.
Now, it's interesting that you say you haven't had much in the way of guidance. And I've talked to other business owners as well, and that's kind of echoed. And so does that come from the state for you, or the national government? That would come from the state, right?
That would be state.
Okay.
We are state run by the Cosmetology Board. And that being said, we are trained to sanitize from the minute we start schooling in this profession. So everything has always been sanitized, and that's been one of our top priorities. But also with the guidance, no one has ever reached out to me. Now, we've been closed. It'll be 11 weeks. And I have never heard in the 11 weeks from the State Board of Cosmetology whether I can be open, whether I can be closed, whether I can lose my license, whether I can get a fine, what type of guidance for reopening. No one has ever contacted me by mail, phone, or email.
So
it's pretty much we're using our own judgment.
In the circle that you run in the way of hairstylists, is that echoed among other people that you know?
Everyone.
And I'm glad you're mentioning this, because what I hear in your voice, because of course we're doing this over the phone, can't see you, but I can hear in your voice that, and correct me if I'm wrong, just the thought of, we're going to try our best because we don't know.
Exactly. I mean, disappointment is one thing that I have in my voice, I'm sure, because it's been very frustrated with, I've been frustrated with the misguidance. With the changing of the rules, with the yes, you can open in yellow, oh no, you have to wait till green. You know, there's been a lot of misleading things and a lot of misinformation out there. So, I mean, all I can say is we have a lot of hand sanitizer, we have a lot of wipes, we have a lot of Barbicide, which is our sanitation that we've always used. We use Clipperside on our clippers. That's something we have always done. We have alcohol bottles that we squirt our scissors down with, which that is another thing that we have always done. We always use a fresh cape. We always use a fresh towel. So there's not a lot that we could change because we were already within sanitation guidelines, except for the things that I put up to keep the social distancing within the salon. And we are asking our customers to remain in their cars. We're not going to open our waiting room just to cut down on the number of people that are in the salon at one time.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and talk about that then? I know you kind of gave us a bullet point list of how this is going to run, but let's talk a little bit about those things. So if I make an appointment, well, first of all, I have to make an appointment, right?
Well, yes. So according to Governor Wolf, we are not allowed to take walk-ins. Walk-ins are a good bit of our clientele here because we do majority appointments, but we are right on a main highway and are highly visible. So we do get a lot of walk-ins. So what I've done for that is put our phone number on the door, and I'm requesting that walk-ins call for availability. We'll make them an appointment, and then they can come in when it's their appointment time.
Okay, so since I have you on the phone, what is the phone number so people can just jot that down?
That is 724-282-3706.
Okay, so 724.
And it'll be on our door.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And so you don't have an online system at this point to make a reservation?
We do, but we do not use it because we do so many different color services, and it's too confusing for people to know what they need to book.
Okay.
So we handle all the booking ourselves when people call in.
So I'm talking to you on Thursday. Again, this will air on Friday on our radio station, of course, be put online. Are you busy already with people? I mean, I hear the phone, you know, behind you every now and then. But are you busy already with booked up appointments, or are people not coming out? I'm interested in, are people just eager to get to you, or are they going to hold back?
Oh, we are booked clear through next week. We're working the weekend also. I have 18 stylists here. We work at different times, but there's 18 of us, and we have over 100 people scheduled tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
So on Friday alone, 100 people. So
over 100 people are booked in our 12-hour shift. Yeah.
So I know you just said that you don't have much in the way of guidance, but I'm going to still ask this question. So if you have that many stylists in your salon, and you did describe what you have up and the barriers, are you all going to be working at the same time, or are you going to rotate people so there's not 18 individuals working at the same time?
Exactly. We rotate shifts. So there will not be, we only have 12 stations. We have 18 stylists, but 12 stations. And we don't fill more than 10 stations at a time. So if there's 10 of us here and each of them have a client, that's 20, and then our helpers. So our occupancy is 58. So if we stay at half that, that's 29. So according to the only two rules that I've seen, which is half capacity and the walk-ins, not taking walk-ins, we can stay within those two guidelines very easily. And the rest of the stuff I've done on my own.
I'm going to ask you more about your services, but this question just popped in my mind because I did this with the Tourism Bureau when I was talking about going green. What does that look like? And it was interesting talking to Mr. Cohen because it gave us a surreal viewpoint from his point of view. So I'm asking this of you because I think the public thinks going green, yay, I can get out of my house. I'm so excited. And, you know, and there's like this energy. But when you're the business owner, you can hear the uncertainty. You can hear the stress still. You can hear the burden on your shoulders. And that's why I'm glad I'm talking to you as well today, because I think we, the public, yes, we may be excited to get out of our house, but at the same time, we've got to be sensitive to what you're all going through.
Exactly. It is stressful for us because we still have to be concerned about our own health and our clients' health. And we definitely want to do as much as we possibly can to keep everybody safe and to keep everybody feeling comfortable when they come to the salon. And that's why we put all these things to place, whether it's needed or not. I felt that for us, this stuff was needed. And, you know, now we sanitize our chairs after everybody sits in one. So, you know, the sink gets sanitized after a person gets up. The chair gets sanitized after a person gets up. So it's a lot of cleaning. It's a lot of extra work. Usually sanitation for the chairs gets done at the end of the day. Now it gets done all day long in between every single person. So that's really the only thing that's different to us, but that's a lot of stress. You know, thinking of those things and worrying about those things. For me, the stress is going to be to keep our numbers down. But our clients helping by staying in their cars is huge to us because that keeps our head count down. And we also don't want families coming in and trying to sit in our waiting room because that, again, adds to the numbers in the salon. So we hope that people come alone or if they're bringing other people, they need to remain in the car. They can't all come in here and sit in the salon. So
Nancy
so
Gifford,
far, everybody's been real receptive of that. So I'm hoping that that works out well for us.
Good. Nancy Gifford, her husband, also Mike, they both own Double Image Styling Salon in Butler. And when Nancy said you're right on a highway, I mean, 422 is off of one end and then Route 8 is right in front of you. And so when you talk about people in your as my dog just walks in through the door, I was like, who's coming in behind me? And it's my dog. Now I lost my train of thought with you. So when people are in their cars, will you be texting them to come in, or how will that part of this run?
We will text them, and some of our people don't have cell phones, so we'll just open the door and motion them in or just walk out to their car and get them. Yeah.
So it
we'll make whatever work.
Right. So it sounds like you have a good plan. And if you have adults coming with their young kids, I assume that that would be fine that, you know, mom and dad or mom or dad come in with the youngsters.
Yeah, one come in with the youngsters is what we're requesting. Absolutely. Yep.
So let me ask you about the services that you're going to offer. Are you going to be full service, or are you going to just cut hair? You color and do all kinds of things typically, but what services are you going to offer individuals?
We are going to be going back to full service. We are going to be going back to as much normalcy as we possibly can in here.
You know what? Since I have you on here, let's do a plug for you. I mean, what services do you have there, Nancy?
So we offer all hair services. We specialize in color, but we also do perms and, you know, obviously lots of cutting. We have a massage therapist on our staff who is eager to get back in the salon also. We do pedicures. We do manicures, men, women, children, just about everything.
Now, again, you will be wearing masks. Is that right? The workers are going to be wearing masks?
Either a mask or a shield.
Okay.
I prefer my shield because I can breathe better with the shield.
That's
on
what
the
I was
mask.
Going to so ask.
Very
okay.
Interesting.
That's what I was going to ask. So what is it like to be in a mask or a shield absolutely all day long?
It's very hard. It's very hard to breathe with the masks on. The shield is the way to go. I like it so much better. Plus, it protects the eyes, too, the eyes, mouth, and nose. So
your shield is all the way, is a face shield?
It's a face shield, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yep. So I haven't heard too many people going that route yet. And so that's an interesting take on how you're going to be working throughout the day. How are you going to have people pay? Is that just regular, or would you prefer them pay? Do they pay online? Do they just pay card?
Nope.
What's your thought on that?
It's just going to be regular, and we have hand sanitizer and alcohol bottles at the front. I still have a receptionist up there. There are plexiglass between the customer and the receptionist for when people are paying. But, yeah, it's going to be regular pay, just like if you go to any of the stores.
So again, Nancy, I'll go back to the lack of guidance on this because I was having a conversation the other day with somebody and I just out loud just said, what's after green? I mean, is it nothing, or, you know, how do we go about this? Do you have any sense of that? I mean, do you have any sense of how long we're in green, or is there anything after green? Or
I have no guidance for that either. I actually asked a inspector last week if I needed inspected before we opened and if there was any guidance for me. And he said that was a $64,000 question. No, there's no guidance and there's no inspection before we get open. So we are, like I said, we are just kind of going over the top with everything and trying to keep our clients safe and doing the best that we can in the situation that we're dealt.
One of the conversations that is out there right now is businesses not being able to survive if they're at 50% or less. And I was hearing that conversation, especially with restaurants. Are you in that same
Absolutely.
Boat? Oh, you are in that same boat. So can you talk about your thoughts about that on your concerns or your fears about how long do we have to do this and can you all survive?
Well, for the salon, I don't think it's nearly as much of an issue as it is for restaurants. For the salon, I definitely feel that we can limit the number of people in here, but in a restaurant, the people have to come in and you need to fill all your seats and your tables in order to pay your bills. Half staff for a restaurant to me is an unreasonable request. And if 500 people can go into Walmart and shop, why can't the people go into a restaurant and eat? Why can't people come get their hair done? And why is it not our choice? Mm. We, you know, if we are afraid to come out, then we should absolutely be able to stay in our homes. But if we want to come out and go to a restaurant and go shopping and go get your hair done, we should absolutely 100% have the choice to do that.
So, Nancy, I'm going to ask you this question. You know me well enough now. I try to be lighthearted, but I'm asking this question seriously. Is there any opportunity for you to be able to cut hair outside? Are you able to get like a tent, or is that just not feasible to have people outside?
It's not legal for us to do that because we are state run and state inspected. We have to have so many square feet per person. We have to have so many sanitized combs and brushes, so many, everything in the salon is run by the state. And they are very strict with our sanitation rules. So, no, cutting outside is not an option for us.
Interesting. Okay, and then one more question. Yeah. I know you're trying to get your business up and running and back to where we need to be. So I don't want to keep you that much longer. But I appreciate your time because I think everyone's interested on how is this going to work.
I appreciate talking with you.
Absolutely. And with the appointments, if you say you're already a week out with these appointments, what should we do? What would you tell the public then to do? Should we just start making phone calls right now and make these appointments? Or because I think everyone, well, I don't want to say everyone. I can't speak for everyone. If people don't realize that hairdressers are a week out in their appointments, they're going to want to get their hair cut on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and they're not going to get in. So what's your thought on that?
So we opened our phone lines on Monday. We've actually been in the salon every single day, taking phone calls and making appointments, returning messages, and trying to get people rescheduled that had been canceled clear back to March. My suggestion would be call your salon as soon as possible and be patient. Be very patient. These people have not been working for 3 months. So they have 3 months worth of people that they need to catch up on. And realistically, these people want caught up on within a couple weeks. And it's just, you know, it's going to be very hard to get caught up in a timely manner. So people are going to have to be patient. They're going to have to wait a few more weeks yet to get in to get their hair done.
And
my thought is call as soon as you can.
And Nancy, I'm going to ask you this other question. I didn't think about this until you were just talking there.
Okay.
What are you going to do for yourself, for your staff, for your emotional health? And I say it that way because you're in a business where you talk to people a lot. They talk to you a lot. And you're going to be in a position for a while. I don't know if it'll be a short while or a long while, where people are going to be sitting in those chairs and they're going to want to process this out. They're going to want to, you know, vent a little bit. And you're going to hear that all day long. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's a position that you're in. So have you thought about what you'll do for your staff or yourself to just keep yourselves emotionally healthy?
You know, it's funny because I think everybody has been talking about nothing but COVID for 3 months now. And it's the topic that everybody wants to talk about. And it's hard to get away from. But I think what I'll probably do is talk about it for a few minutes, and then we're going to go on to something else. We'll try to sidetrack our clients and do, you know, what have you done while you've been off? And, you know, how did you deal with the situation in a positive manner, and try to get people talking about other things instead of just the negativity about what has been happening in our country in the last 3 months. That can get, real depressing.
Right. You become our unofficial therapist when we're getting our hair done. Absolutely. Okay, Nancy Gifford, I will let you go because I know you want to get some appointments made. And Nancy, of course, at Double Image Styling Salon. So again, folks, I have to ask you, Nancy, because you run in the circles with other hairstylists. I assume that everyone's in your boat that appointments are being filled already.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You realize everybody in Butler County needs a haircut. So, we're going to be real busy.
and I can't speak for all women, but for me, I've done a ponytail for about 2.5 months now. So it's just been ponytail after ponytail every single day. Nancy, can you give us your phone number real quick again for people to make an appointment with you?
All right. That is 724-282-3706. Give us a call.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I appreciate your time. Double Image Styling Salon in Butler.
Thank you.